come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Monday, October 13th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, over in Israel, President Donald Trump was there earlier today, their time. It's right now 4:08 p.m. and they are in the process of leaving, attending a Middle East peace summit in Egypt. But earlier in the day, all of the hostages were released, and President Trump spoke to the parliament in Israel. This was a historic day. All of the hostages have been removed from their holding there by Hamas and have been released and reunited with their families. So the very first basic step of the peace deal has taken place. Now what they're waiting for is this to be a very successful trip, with the president heading over to Egypt. What he wants to do there is bring the region, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the entire area together to support this peace deal. But the reunion of these hostages with their family members was just heartwarming. The hugs, the kisses, the group hugs, it was just amazing. And in the square there in Tel Aviv, thousands of Israelis waving pro-Trump signs, pro-America signs, watching on a big screen right now as Trump is getting ready to get on Air Force One to fly to Egypt. So this is a historic day. Again, it's 4:09 right now, live out at the airport as he's getting ready to take off. His son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is with him. He was instrumental in putting the deal together. And just unbelievable historical day happening over in Israel. When the Middle East meets, all of the leaders from these various countries, flags, unbelievable number of flags on that stage as they're preparing for Trump to land in Egypt and come and address. It says, peace in the Middle East. That's the banner above all of the country's flags there in Egypt. Now, the question is going to be whether Hamas will give up their arms, which is one of the conditions. Now that the ceasefire took place, the hostages were released. They're back with their families. Now it's up to Israel to release 1,952 prisoners of Hamas, give them back to the Hamas leaders, and then basically surrender their arms, giving up their military weapons, and entering into the next steps of the 20-point peace deal. Will that happen? We shall see. Historical day in Israel. President Trump heading to Egypt. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
And Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Well, the visit to Israel is officially over. President has entered Air Force One, turned around at the top of the landing and waved goodbye to everybody. Jared Kushner, of course, Ivanka Trump, his wife, is there with him. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee was there at the bottom talking with the president before he got on the plane. A lot of dignitaries, including Benjamin Netanyahu, to see him off. So the stairwell will be removed. He's going to be shutting the door to Air Force One and taking off for Egypt, from Israel. Peace summit there, prepared with all the foreign countries that are represented at this summit that they're hosting in Egypt. Going to be very, very interesting to see what transpires later when he gets to Egypt, what things are said, what President Trump has to say to the world leaders of the Middle East. And again, very historic day. So just very proud. Hopefully the peace plan with Hamas will stick. Honestly, they break deals all the time. I wonder if this is just a way for them to get their 1,952 hostages back and then refusing to give up their arms and basically violate the peace deal that they have entered into. We shall see. Going to be very, very interesting to see how this all unfolds. One of the things that I want to talk about is the Tigers baseball season. As you know, they lost on Friday night. Seattle Mariners took 15 innings. History was made. Unbelievable outing by Tarek Skubal. First time in Major League Baseball in the playoffs that a pitcher struck out 13 batters in 6 innings and didn't walk anybody. No walks. So that was historic, but they ended up losing in the 15th inning 3-2. Seattle then started the American League Championship Series against Toronto Blue Jays last night in Toronto. And how they did it, I have no idea. But after that late game on Friday, traveling to Toronto and then getting ready to go with like 3 days rest, their starting pitcher did phenomenal. Held Toronto to just one run, and it was a great game. Meanwhile, the Lions laid an egg at Arrowhead Stadium. They call it something else now, in Kansas City, losing 30-17 last night, their second loss of the season. They're now 4-2, and they're licking their wounds this morning. Defense wasn't that good. Offense couldn't score. It actually was a bad game. Halfway through the fourth quarter, I said, that's it. Let's go start watching the baseball game. Going to shift gears and go to Lansing this morning. Kind of an interesting development happening late on Friday. And this was kind of interesting because the timing of all this, the way this played out Friday afternoon. Supreme Court hears arguments in a case challenging personal injury protection benefits for out-of-state crashes. This was kind of interesting because we talked with Tristan Cole on Fridays and didn't see this one on the radar. As Michigan motorists injured in out-of-state crashes, are they eligible for personal insurance benefits under Michigan's no-fault insurance laws? That question was argued Thursday before the Michigan Supreme Court, with their decision coming out on Friday. The case wanted the parties to address whether MCL 500.31721 requires the crash to have occurred in Michigan and the impact of that statute with regards to the other law, MCL 500.3114, which actually outlines who is eligible for personal injury protection benefits. Well, Zachary Kemp, an attorney representing a plaintiff, Central Home Healthcare Services, argued that the legislator's intent in the 2019 no-fault reforms was to include out-of-state occupants in the assigned claims plan. He criticized the lower court for ignoring the 2019 amendment's impact on out-of-state occupants. Erwin Sedmark, attorney for the Michigan Automobile Insurance Placement Facility, countered that there is no right to benefits under the assigned claims plans for out-of-state vehicle crashes. There's really no secret what the purpose of those amendments were, she told the court. They were to lower the cost and to generate the purchase of automobile insurance by making it more affordable. And as a result, to do so, they had to figure out a way to reduce costs. One of the ways you do so is to narrow the scope of people who are entitled to claim benefits. While one of the Supreme Court justices, Richard Bernstein, the state's first blind justice, questioned what happens to people like him, who are not drivers, but who may be injured in an out-of-state crash. The way it is now, you're basically out of luck. According to the Steinhaus versus Michigan Automobile Insurance Placement Facility's opinion. That was the lawyer Kemp speaking. Well, what I'm advocating for is if we look at the plain language of the statutes as amended, that it would afford you as a Michigan resident who is injured as an occupant of a motor vehicle in any of the 50 states, U.S. territories, and or Canada, the ability to submit and get benefits from the Michigan Assigned Claims Plan, the MACP. Well, in the Steinhaus case, the appeals court held back in April of this year that a Michigan resident can't claim personal injury protection benefits through the MACP for out-of-state crashes. Well, Bernstein then questioned, how do we handle snowbirds? People who live in Michigan most of the summer and travel down south for the winter. Well, Kemp replied that that example does sort of stray away from the facts of this case. But it's not residency that's the issue. Well, this is where the case came from. May 18th, 2020, a 59-year-old Michigan resident suffered serious injuries in a vehicle crash just south of the border in Toledo, Ohio, when she was a passenger in a rented vehicle that came from the state of Maryland. The Michigander, who did not have personal injury protection benefits, assigned her rights to the no-fault benefits to CHHC, who sought then to get benefits from the MACP. But neither assignment provided an insurer to make the payments. So, basically, they went to court. The trial court granted the Michigan Court of Appeals affirmed in the unpublished opinion. The court also heard arguments in another case, Swoop versus Citizens Insurance Company of the Midwest, which challenged denial of the personal injury protection benefits to a driver who did not have a valid driver's license and was operating a vehicle that was taken unlawfully, even though she did not know the vehicle was taken unlawfully. So the opinion on Friday came out that we, as Michiganders, will have insurance coverage when traveling to all 50 states, U.S. territories, and Canada. So this is a major loss for the insurance companies, and our benefits do extend to other states. Now, the question is going to be whether or not the insurance companies are going to refile the case using a different type of statute, because the law, as amended, reformed back in 2019, had 8 different bills attached to it. 8 different bills. This case was based on only 2 of those 8. So we'll see, in fact, whether or not this is going to happen, whether or not it is going to be appealed, basically restarting it through the court system because the Supreme Court has ruled. Watching in the background right now, wheels are up. Air Force One is airborne, heading to Egypt as it flies out of the Ben Gurion Airport there in Israel. And that plane is so graceful when it takes off. It looks like it's barely moving down the runway, but the nose came up. Armenia, Australia, Bahrain, Canada, Cyprus, Egypt, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, India, Indonesia, Iraq, Italy, Japan, Jordan, Kuwait, Netherlands, Norway, Oman, Pakistan, Qatar, Spain, Turkey, United Arab Emirates, as well as the United Kingdom. Those are all the countries represented by those flags that will participate in the peace summit in Egypt. So a lot of European countries, as well as Great Britain, all waiting for President Trump to arrive so they can start this summit later today. A lot of people still in the square in Tel Aviv, waving American flags, Israeli flags, and basically just singing, praying, lots of people hugging, lots of kids, just unbelievable. 4:28 p.m. right now there in Tel Aviv. Got a few more stories for you today. We're going to get to them here. What's going on in Lansing? Have some information regarding students in the classroom. Got another story here regarding leftover kind of review of the budget deal. Couple stories there. And also, traffic accidents. Police reports coming in from the Michigan State Police website. We'll be talking about that story as well. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's